Not the first 50, because it was cringe. How many videos have you posted? Yeah, now it's time. Now it's time. You watch them, you get a document ready, and timestamp each part where you think you could have improved it by 0.1%. You stuttered. You told a story that's kind of boring. You said the same thing again. Write each one down. Set an intention to not do those or to do them if they're good things for the next video. Because what you're asking, should you review your own work? What do the best athletes do? What do the best fighter, the boxer? He's watching clips of himself and his competition, right? Do that. When you translate a language, sometimes the meaning and the phrase can mess up a little bit. So I'd say use your own intuition for this. This is something I don't have experience in. I haven't translated titles into my own language. If, for example, you're copying my title and it doesn't make sense in your language, then obviously just use your intuition and change it and make it say the same thing, but it doesn't just need to be like a control C, control V if there's like a random word that hasn't translated properly. It's valuable to post content which is on your level right now. But it's also very practical and productive to post content that you've already made. Again, this is something you need to use your intuition and set your own standards for videos. Oftentimes, the video that I think is a bit shit is the one that gets 1 out of 10 on analytics and gets the most views in the last 3 months. So sometimes you don't even know if a video is good or not, first of all. If there is videos which you can see a clear improvement to be made, like, for example, you said, okay, in some videos you've not even told your story and you think, oh yeah, I could tell a story. Improve it. Remake it. Either, if you've still got the video file, you can edit in a new clip that you record. Oh yeah, and I just wanted to update this video and just say, like, you know, this is me. Hi, it's me from 2 weeks in the future. I wanted to add a bit more value for you. That works. I mean, what you're looking at is data, and this isn't enough data to make any conclusions. The difference between 20 views and 7 views is nothing. So it's too hard to say, because the next video you made without ChatGPT could have been 7 views as well. How long have you been doing YouTube for? And what's your highest performing videos? Seems like it's working well when you copy my videos. I'd keep doing that. What you can do, take those titles that have performed well, those two, put them into ChatGPT and tell it that those ones performed well. Yeah, good questions. So you always want to make videos on the things that you've actually learned or done yourself. But you still want to bear in mind who your audience is. So for example, your audience probably don't go to the gym. So telling them the worst weightlifting mistakes doesn't make sense, right? Because they don't even go. So what if you made them a video? This keeps you as a beta male. The top 7 ways that you're, because, you know, the reasons why you're a loser. Number 1, you don't go to the gym. Or number 2, you do go to the gym, but you make a couple of these mistakes. Never lower your prices. Nothing good comes from that. Do more work, do better work, and make it worth that money. One thing I'll say, you mentioned, make the videos for like the start of the journey. I wouldn't say that that's the rule. I'd say the rule should be to make videos for where they are right now. Not like in general, they might be at the start, fair enough, but you don't want to fix yourself to that. Think about who you're making videos for. Maybe it's younger you. What age? What did he look like? What was he thinking? What was he struggling with? What was the problem that kept on annoying him? Make videos for him. Was he waking up and thinking, oh man, what are the mistakes I could be making in the gym when he doesn't even go to the gym? Or is he waking up thinking, oh man, the girl that I've got a crush on doesn't like me back? Oh, I feel unproductive. Oh man, I wasted 3 hours yesterday. Those are the videos you make.